Last evening, there was a beautiful story that was out locally about at St. Mary's Mercy Health Hospital. A man left the critical care unit, and he was the first one with the COVID-19 virus to leave the critical care unit. And they showed the photograph of him being wheeled out. And all these people were lined up, all the staff people, doctors and nurses and therapists and patient care assistants, the whole floor was lined up and began to applaud him as he was being wheeled off the unit, ready to go home, ready to return to life once again. And as I watched that and I saw all the applauding of him, I thought the only thing that might perhaps was missing, and most deservedly so, would be applause for those people that were applauding him. All those people who had put all of their energy into keeping this man alive, which enabled him to go home and be reunited with his family. And then I thought, they weren't there for applause. They were there because they had a vocation deep inside that they had responded to, that God had given them to care for others, whether it was a doctor or a nurse or a patient care assistant or a respiratory therapist or the housekeeper cleaning that room or the dietary people bringing meals to the individual. Whatever it was, each and every one of them were there because somehow deep inside they had responded to a call to be of service to another. Perhaps those gathered with Jesus that night could never have imagined the day that this man would be wheeled off an intensive care unit with all the machines blinking and going on and all these different specialists in healthcare. But they got the message clear from Jesus that night. And I think those people who lined the hallway when he left yesterday, that God calls us not to live a life for ourselves, but for others. The night before Jesus dies is a dark one. It's foreboding. Death is near, and everyone knows it. Anxieties are high. Fear is present. And yet, in all of that, Jesus does two things that night, and he calls us to follow in his footsteps. He washes their feet, an unthinkable thing for a master to do for his disciples, for his students. And yet, he does that. And he says, do you see what I'm doing? I want you to do the same. I want you to be present to others as I am present to you right now, serving you at your feet. And then he says, that's a difficult task. But tonight, in the context of a Passover arriving, Jesus says, take this bread and eat it, for this is my body. Take this blood and drink it. For this is my blood. Jesus says, you need to go out into the world and change it with hearts that are willing to serve. And you're going to need the strength and the nourishment to do that. And the nourishment that I give you is my very self. That night transcends all time and space and brings us to this very moment, this very Holy Week, in which so many of us are not able to gather as God's people, to share in the sacred meal, to share in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to take part in receiving the body and blood of Christ. But we are one in his body and blood. And we still are called in the midst of this all to live not for ourselves, but for others. And so we pray for that man who has gone home and all those who remain in hospitals throughout the world this night. And we thank God for all those people that have surrounded them to provide them with that care. And we pray that we, as we continue this journey into these holy days and beyond, that we might hear the call of Christ to be present to one another with true compassion, to find the courage and to take the risk to be present to one another, so that we might live out the commandment that Jesus gave that holy night, to serve one another as God has served us. And we do that when we are gathered as God's people, when we share in his body and blood to find the strength that we need to be true to followers and disciples of Jesus.